Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to my show, Validate the Messages Within. I'm your host, Claire Braddock. I'm also known as Trust Claire. I am a psychic clairvoyant medium. Real quick to tell you about myself for new listeners, those who are not familiar with me or my work. I am familiar with tarot cards. However, I was born and raised psychic, intuitive, however, whatever words you want to use. Born and raised, seventh generation, hereditary, I'll refer to as Celtic psychic. On my mother's side, we are Scottish. We come from Scotland. And it was I was born in 74, so I'll be 42 this year. And so born in 74 and in 1979, my family moved into a home that was built in 1885. That home's history, there was a lot of death that had occurred over the period of years, many years. Not in my lifetime, fortunately, since my parents moved there and raised me and my brother. We're still all alive. So being raised in that active, we'll call it an active home, being raised in that active home, the clairvoyant gifts and the natural abilities that come down the line on my mother's side were, we'll say, intensified. So, messages within, validating messages within tonight. I'm going to go to the call line, take some listeners' questions. Like last night and the past couple nights, actually, I want to set the intention that these shows be as interactive as possible. We're in a huge time right now with remembering who we are at a soul level and reclaiming that. So I want this show to be very interactive, where I will be asking you, the caller calling in for questions, I'm going to be asking you questions as well, trying to make it clear that these are not intended to be leading questions for psychic readings. I know that there's a lot of readers out there, or people that do what we do and ask leading questions. And so to be clear, I just want this to be an interactive time where you're comfortable as the caller calling in to get some insight, get some guidance, and the information that I'm able to give back to you that comes through for you. I hope that it validates something that you already know inside through that guidance. And I want you to be comfortable in just communicating, being able to be honest, embracing your integrity, your soul, all of those things. So we've got quite a few people on the call lines, and we've only got 30 minutes for this show. I tend to take too long with callers as they come in, so I'm going to try and keep each reading, well, I can never do it simple and short, but I'm going to try and keep it compact so that we can get through the call line tonight. I also want to put it out there for new callers, new people that aren't familiar with my work. I will, when I go into my readings and start doing what I do, I don't always hear what I'm saying, okay, because it just comes through, I'll just blurt stuff out. So when I pause and say, does that make sense? Is what I just said making sense? That question to you does not necessarily mean, do you know where to apply this information? Am I correct? All that. Typically, when I am asking, does that make sense? Did that make sense? I'm actually asking back, did I speak English? Did I make a complete sentence? You know, and what I am saying, at the very least, making, is it coherent? Not necessarily, how does it fit in, and can you mirror back to me what I said and all that. Okay, so we're going to go to the call line. I'm going to take first, we've got area code 480 live on the line. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Mike from California. Excellent. Okay, so did you have a question in mind tonight you wanted me to look into for you?
Yes, please. I just started a new sales job, and it's out of my comfort zone in the sense that it's in an office. I've always worked from home and that kind of thing. So we're in training right now. We just started on Monday, and I know it's instinctively, intuitively that it's going to be more money than I've ever made before, but I kind of want to get the sense of what their perception is on me in the process so far.
Okay. Everything you told me comes true as well. This is going to be a huge moneymaker for you, a huge foundation moving forward for you financially, monetarily. It's going to be a huge burden, though. Like you can already feel the weight on your shoulders. Okay? Question
Very
being,
competitive.
yeah. The question being how they're perceiving you, correct? Okay. I get a lot of potential. The word potential specifically comes through. They were, and sometimes I don't know how to word things, so bear with me. They were unsure of you before, okay? They were unsure of you before. I keep being shown like they heard your name or saw your name, really had no information about you. It was prior to knowing more about you, of course. But they were unsure about your potential. The potential is really, really shining through. There's still some limitations and restrictions, though. There's somewhere coming up because there's you said you're still in training, right?
Yeah, it today was only day three.
Yeah, very early in training. There's still huge. I'm shown major turn of events due to major contracts. Okay, and I don't know how that fits in, but with the over the course of I'm getting a slightly over a week, about a week's time, 7 to 10 days, I'm being shown a huge turn of events, new contracts, new more moving forward, but then there's these limits and restrictions, but the limits and restrictions are just fears. Are you it could be it comes through as like scattered energy. Scattered
It
energy,
comes through.
that's where the fear is
Oh.
coming through. Does that make sense?
You said Saturn energy, and it's where the spirit comes through?
Yeah, and I'm on speaker, so sorry. Yeah,
Okay.
scattered energy.
Oh, scattered energy. Okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean
scattered.
I know I'm going to be successful, but it is like anything new, it's a lot of information. And you want to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, there's nothing that I am being shown or that's coming through that would indicate they are disappointed with you or that they are unsure anymore. It was before. It was prior to you
Okay.
coming on board that they were uncertain about, well, I'm just going to word it as the new guy, okay? Wet behind the ears. Are you even familiar in this area of what
I
you're
mean, I
doing? You said
have.
you work at home, and is what you did at home for your career, is it completely different than what you're doing in an office?
Yes, in the sense that I was somewhat in the real estate industry. This is real estate driven, but it is. I only have limited experience in a call center atmosphere where you're on the phone the whole time, where most of my stuff before was leisurely conversations, building relationships, and that type of thing. Though there still will be an element of that in this, but at a much quicker pace.
Right, you'll be fine, and you know that, but
Yeah.
you still have to project that the saying "fake it till you make it," because they are picking up on like you're very positive and the potential and everything is very very good, but the nervousness, the uncertainty, being scattered, and they are just picking up on that.
Okay.
So don't, I mean, that happens anywhere, but the more you're aware of it, the more less likely it will continue. Because there's nothing to be worried about. There really isn't. This is going to be a good thing.
Yeah, and there's a number that's I do a little bit of automatic writing and there's a number that comes in regards to like first year income, and I use that as an affirmation or better, do you see that number being maxed or even more so? Because there's a guy there that's under a year and he's going to make 450. So I mean, there's huge potential income wise.
Absolutely. And the first thing that came through before you explained everything was this huge financial foundation. That this is, because I told you before how it seems like there was a weight on your shoulder. Like this is a huge burden. This is a huge undertaking that you're doing. Okay, you can feel the weight of this whole new project, going from home, working to where you are now, 3 days in training. So symbolically, it's like you're climbing up a mountain. And at the mountaintop, typically, it's the top of a mountain is less than the valley, right? You get that triangular shape. Okay, so the way it comes through, though, is even though you're climbing up to the top of the mountain and there's this huge burden, you're exhausted, you're waiting to get to the top of the mountain, it then comes through as your act, unbeknownst to you, turned upside down so that you're actually at what comes through visually to me is like the foundation of the pyramid. The big, huge, you're at the bottom. It's huge. That is your foundation. You climb this, like you climb the pyramid to the top only to realize it's been flipped upside down, and you're everything on the bottom, all that is yours, not just a little tiny top.
Yep.
Got it? So the
Got
answer
it.
To your question, you I think you said that you were asking about the number, and is what you're getting off your own intuitive work and the automatic writing everything, is that valid? Yes, it's valid. Keep working
with
it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank
you so much.
You bet. I hope you have a great evening. I'm going to put you back on the listener line, okay?
Thank you.
Great. Okay, wonderful. We're going to go to the next caller in line. I've got live on the air, area code 805. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Donna from California also. How are you?
Donna, also from California. I usually at this time get a lot of California people. Yay. Okay,
yeah,
Donna, what's on your mind?
I'd like to be in a relationship. I'd like to be in a marriage. I'd like to get married. And I wanted to know what are you picking up as far as me meeting someone and being in a committed relationship?
Okay. I do not have a specific person coming through. Okay, so I can't give you any descriptions yet. All right? But I do have the energy around you, the specific energy that is like in your space ready to manifest is going to be that change where you are in a committed relationship. Okay? I get a lot of the past, though, has been very devastating. Like the rug's been pulled out from underneath you. You feel very betrayed. The word stolen. But I am not certain if it's metaphorically or literally, if things have been stolen from you in these relationships, because I do understand, you know, we can feel like our pride was stolen. But I get a lot of it comes through in your... Go ahead.
One relationship I was promised, we were friends, and for 30 years I was promised certain things, and it was put off till later, and then the later never came, and I was just... I just couldn't believe it. You know, it's like kind of a betrayal there a little bit, you know.
Absolutely.
But so, do you find that finances will be getting better for me? I'm usually very lucky. I'm a lucky person, so I kind of depend on that. I win raffles and, I won a car.
Holy crap. You won a car?
I won a trip to... Taiwan, Italy, Tahoe, Hawaii,
Okay, well, you need to keep focusing on that manifesting. If you can manifest stuff like that in your life,
yeah,
been challenged to manifest a relationship where you're in a committed marriage. But and still psychically, it keeps coming through that there will be wedding. Okay, not just marriage and commitment.
I want a wedding. You're right. I want a big wedding.
Very traditional. Very, very traditional wedding. Okay. As for your income, are you asking specifically about income or just finances, money, job?
Well, I'm not working either. I mean, I have some money, but I'm not working. I get some money every month, but I'm not working. Yeah.
Okay, the only thing that comes through for finances at this time, I'm shown that it's going to be a slight juggling act coming up. I'm going to say May because we're mid-March, and it comes through with an approximate two-month time frame. So about the end of April, May. Just in that time frame, because it's really loose. I keep being shown that it keeps coming through as 2 months. And I keep being told not specifically to consider the rest of March. And it just comes through as a juggling act, having to shuffle some money, rearrange some stuff. It comes through like you may be wanting one thing, and so you've got to decide, okay, well, then I'm not going to spend money on this because I really want that next month. And you get where I'm going with that?
I just did that. I bought a car, and so now I have to, I bought a new car, so it's like I can't do certain things because, I've got this car.
And things, I get actually that, I do get money coming your way. It comes through they're like tickers or whatever they're called at the bottom of newscasts. So on my psychic screen, the ticker just read by saying that money's coming your way. That's great and everything. But what comes through then is you're traveling with whatever.
Oh, I love to travel.
Yeah,
I've been
a lot of traveling.
Oh, good.
A specific job is not coming through for you. But that's not bad thing. When I say that, a specific job. Career job.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
I'm not so much into working per se.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, a couple months out of the year, I can do sales for my brother, and he has a large company, and I do okay on the telephone with the sales, and I make enough where I could, be okay for the rest of the year. But, I think something's coming in for me. Yeah, I do a lot of meditating.
You're getting money, but...
Yeah.
I get in order. You're going to be juggling some money for a bit. But it's not a difficult juggling act. You're fine. You just want to rearrange your priorities for your new budget.
Right.
And then shown the focus is the relationship, moving into the relationship.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, I'm picking up that because of the relationship, money has never been an issue with you. You have an amazing relationship with money to begin with. So,
yeah.
Wise for a job, it's not coming through. It's going bam, bam, bam.
Well, that's okay,
bam,
because if I'm married, why work, Get married,
right?
Go traveling, because I'm 60.
Travel is what comes
so
through.
I'm going
to do a little bit more traveling before this relationship.
Oh, good. Yeah, I plan on going to Hawaii to visit a...
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Donna, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
You,
I'm
Claire.
Going to be back on the listener line, okay?
Yeah, to someone else. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Okay, great. We're going to go to the next caller now. I've got live on the line, area code 708.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello. Hi. This is Delphine.
Who's it? Delphine?
Delphine. Yes.
And where are you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
From Chicago. Excellent. And what's on your mind tonight that you'd like me to look into for you?
I was trying to see if you see anything in terms of love and new love and finances.
Okay. Love and finances. Well, the energy around you right now is coming through more with the money, okay? I get from where you're at, have patience, and this is just with the money aspect, have patience, all of your hard work is going to pay off. And I get a literal payoff, not just an emotional, woo, I have pride and I'm proud of myself. This comes through as all the hard work you've been putting in to achieve what you want financially is going to come through for you. You're not far from that. Then when it comes through for a relationship, okay, so relationship comes through that there is actually a past man that needs to be dealt with. He's like causing a block for a new love energy to come through. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. No, not really, because I don't have anybody, so.
You've never had a man in your life?
I mean, I have, but I'm saying I'm not in a relationship
exactly.
Now.
No, but there is a man that you had a previous relationship with, okay?
Right.
He still has feelings for you, and even if you haven't seen him or talked to him, potentially have recently thought about him or he's been in your dreams, that energy is causing a block for a new person to come into your life. Is that making sense how I'm explaining it?
Somewhat. I mean, I do have a daughter from a relationship, so, and he still has contact regard to her, but other than that, there should be.
How old's this daughter? How's your daughter with her?
My daughter's seven.
Young daughter, huh?
My daughter's seven.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm just trying to get confirmation on if that's the man that's coming through that's just causing an energetic block. Here's the information that I get that comes through. What I need you to do, what I'd like you to do, and I have no idea where you are with that, the father of your child, but it will help to bring in a new love when you go to bed tonight. To just consciously be aware and tell him in your mind that with compassion and love, you completely release him from your life. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Just saying that, and then I'm showing the energy comes through where you've got more potential for new loves coming in.
Okay. Now, as far as my career, planning on taking my license, become a licensed social worker. I already have my master's. Do you see me getting that this year?
Your question is, will you be getting that license this year?
Yes.
And that answer is yes.
Okay.
And about the same time that you're really close to getting that license, okay, when you're really close to getting that license, that's when I'm shown a man coming in with a relationship for you. Where it's more committed. You'll know who he is, but it's ready to move to the next level as well.
Okay, so
more
somebody
potential.
Knew I have it. Is somebody
right,
new,
somebody
correct?
That, right, yeah, right now you don't know him.
Good.
Closer to the time when you do get your license, you will know who this man is. And he will be ready to and wanting a relationship with you.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm just glad I'm going to get my license. Okay, but okay.
Yeah, that comes through as really good news, like a celebration, good news, and under your belt.
Yes, because I'm currently a psych assessor. I work at a hospital, and I assess psych residents, so patients that come in the hospital. So
that's a wonderful career to move forward in, especially in these times. People are going to need you.
Okay.
People are going to need you. Okay, Delphine, I'm going to put you back on the list in line, and I'm going to go to the
right,
next caller.
You
so you're welcome. Right. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Okay, we're going to the next caller in line. I'm pulling live on the air, area code 701. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Deb. I'm calling from North Dakota.
Deb in North Dakota. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm wondering what you see in terms of my daughter and the relationship she has right now with her boyfriend.
Okay, so you actually would like me to look into the relationship between your daughter and her boyfriend?
Yep.
Okay. The first thing that comes through is discussion of eloping, getting away. And I don't know if that's something you would particularly want. You come through as a very loving, giving, caring, almost mothering, but not in a bad way. Very loving, caring, giving mother. But then I'm shown the energy around the two of them. Like there's been talk. We're old enough. We're independent. We can do this. And then I see sneaking behind someone's back, and this is talk. But the talk I'm shown is sneaking behind someone's back to legalize the relationship. You don't sound okay with that.
I'm a little confused. Okay, going behind someone's back, you mean they're going to secretly do something?
Elope, get married. I keep being
shown. Because they think they've got the world all figured out.
Right. I keep being shown what I'm shown visually indicates to me the definition of the word elope. I'm not being shown that's what they are doing or intend to do, but right now that's something they talk about to resolve all their issues. This life would be so much better. Let's just get married and run away type energy. Because they've got, they're independent, they're smarter. Kids are smarter than us. They know more. They've been around a lot less than we have, so obviously.
yeah.
The truth,
so you
though,
don't.
With that, though, is they really do love each other. They really do love each other and care about each other. I don't see anything negative. I'm not being shown drugs, alcohol, any abuse. There's arguments. I see arguments, but who doesn't have arguments? They come through as normal arguments. The only concern I would want you to be aware of then is them thinking they can just run off and have the world between the two of them. There's still the world ahead of them. So supporting them in a different manner, an additional different manner, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like he's very persuasive. Like he can easily sway her.
Yes. Hold that thought. Down to about 30 seconds of the show. So everybody on the call line, if you want to stay on the call line, we've got 15-minute archives, and I'll be able to take your call. And Beth, keep going then. You feel he's persuasive is what you were saying.
Yeah, I think he could easily talk her into things.
Yeah, he's a smooth talker. He's a smooth talker, but I'm not seeing anything negative happening. The worst that could happen between the two of them is the relationship doesn't work out and she gets heartbroken. But other than that, that's life. But when I look down the road of the path of where things are going, there is nothing negative right now ahead of them. The worst path that is an option is they break up as a couple and it devastates her. And then there's been talk about we're independent. Why don't we just get married? Let's elope. But I'm not seeing that manifest into a reality right now. It's just coming through talk.
Okay.
Was there anything else you wanted to look into?
She had planned on going to further schooling after her undergrad, so I would hope that she's still thinking that way.
That's, it's not in her thought process right now. The whole relationship and I don't want to say running away from problems, because in her mind, she's not running away from problems. She's running towards her future, but it's not the way you go about it. She's still very young. There's still hope for her. And I say these things, but I don't want you to feel like I'm picking up on her being a bad kid. She's not a bad kid or anything, and neither is this man she's with. It's just not, when he comes through, there's a different, it's like a seesaw. They're good for each other, but boldly, she can do better. There's more potential for her life, and it's not that he's bad for her or anything, but she can do better all around with who.
Oh, that's how I feel.
With the education coming into her life, all of those things. There's more, and it just feels like there's so much ahead of her, and she's making this huge pit stop in her life, window shopping, and just gawking in the windows and not wanting to leave where she's at for something that may or may not actually happen. And progress. That's just where it is right now.
Yeah, I just feel like he is persuading her to think, we'll be fine. You don't need to go any further. We'll just be able to make it somehow magically.
Yeah, magically,
you know,
like our caller Donna, who manifests trips to Italy in cars. Yeah, that's how that
yeah.
works. I have to ask Donna how that's done. We're a newlywed couple if that ever happens, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, Bev, I'm going to put you back on the listener line if you'd like to continue listening, or you're welcome to jump on another live show. And I'm going to go
okay.
to the next
Thank
caller
you.
In line, okay? I hope you have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got just under 15 minutes here, and I'm pulling on live on the air, area code 203. Area code 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Greetings, my name is Soraya. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
From Connecticut, and I didn't catch your first name. What's your first name again?
Soraya.
Okay. And what's on your mind tonight that I can look in for you?
My spirit guide or angel around me.
There's a male guide around you. And I'm not sure if this is someone that's crossed over that you've known in your life, or if he's more so just a like an ascended master. But I get a lot of, he comes through with a lot of heavy energy. And the heavy energy is not negative. When I say heavy, I don't mean negative. When I say heavy, I keep being shown like truth. Like when you then, because I keep being shown like he's just a big man as your guide. And I get a lot of, when he puts his hand on your shoulder, and this is all, you know, because he's your guide. When you feel like really heavy in your heart.
Right.
That's him guiding you in the direction that you're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And not metaphorically, but symbolically and literally, when you get that heavy feeling in your heart about something, that gut feeling, but it's in your chest area where you're just, it's not a negative thing. It's not because there's negative energy around you. It is him. With his huge, he's a big man, and he puts his hand on your shoulder to literally guide your steps. And so and sometimes even will feel like it's hard to breathe, like taking a deep breath, it's because he is right there behind you guiding you, literally, which direction to go. And I get a lot of truth from him. I keep being shown that he does walk with a sword. And it comes, when I see that sword, it comes to you as like the sword of truth. So now this is all me telling you what I'm immediately shown when you ask me about your spirit guide, angel. I'm not being shown wings, and angels don't necessarily have wings, and they don't necessarily fly. So he may or may not be an angel, but he definitely is somebody that watches over you, guides you, protects you, he's a guardian, he's got a sword. And what I am being told from him then to you is you need to confirm for yourself that he is a trusted source, okay? Don't take my word for it. And this goes for everybody, okay? When my trusted source may not be your trusted source. So when we go into to check in with our intuition and our higher self, our higher power, our God, or whatever word and title we use for that, or our guides, we all want to make sure that it is a trusted source for us individually.
Right.
Okay? Now, from the sounds of it, when we started this call with you, immediately I sensed from you that you were connecting that this is a trusted source for you.
Right.
That you understand when you get that heavy feeling in your heart. I'm able to then visually see what you may not be able to visually see him of, but I do keep getting from him that it's okay and it's something that you should do is confirm for yourself that he is your trusted source, that you can trust that. Whenever anyone says to you, asks you a question and you get that gut feeling, you know you can trust it because it's coming from a source that you personally trust.
Right. Right. I understand.
Okay, sweetheart, I'm going to have to put you on the listen line.
Okay,
we're down
thank
to about
you very
five,
much.
Maybe 5 minutes, and I don't want it to be cut off mid-sentence. So thank you very much for calling in. And
thank you very much.
I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless. Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless you too. Hopefully we have time to take the last few that are in the call queue, so I'm going to go right ahead and pull up area code 210. Area code 210, you're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Mike, and I'm calling from the Boston area.
Mike in Boston. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind tonight that I can look into? And I'm going to take a guess real quick. We've got, my clock says 9:39 my time, and we may be disconnected. So I'm going to try and get through this real quick for you, okay, so that we don't get cut off in this sentence.
Perfect. Go ahead.
No, you tell me. What do you want me to look into? Or do you
want
me to start checking?
Employment. I applied for
employment.
A job in
I keep getting the number 3, and I don't. There's something with 3 months. Not that you're not going to have no job for 3 months, but in 3 months, I get that everything is. There's new jobs, new contracts, new everything coming through, more so than where you're at now. It'll be in 3 months where you can progress in where you're starting today. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
You said you just applied for a job. I'm getting. The energy that comes through is that in the next 2 weeks, I just want to say it's like already a promotion. Like you're hired in for one position, they're calling, and this is all in the next 2 weeks. You're hired in for one position, but by the end of 2 weeks from now, you're actually in a different position, and it's a better one. Like they
okay.
You applied for something that, yeah, you're qualified for, but they're like, yeah, no, you're actually qualified for this better job, and we want you here where there's more money. Where there's better potential for you, more success.
Okay, because I know they're wanting to move fast on everything, so that's very accurate.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so the only thing, it's very competitive. I want you to know you've got the competitor's edge on this. You're the one that's got the foot in the door, but don't, the warning comes through, and I hate it when this stuff comes through, because I don't like to be mean, but don't be, like, arrogant about it, okay? You're confident, and that's great, and it is very competitive, but don't be too cocky and overconfident with this competitive position.
Okay, I was very humble during my interview, at least that's the way I tried to portray it across to them.
Good, because that's what's giving you that more further foot in the door. What about travel? I keep getting travel coming up, or recent past, current area where there's traveling.
I would be traveling down there. I would be relocating down there.
Okay, then that just confirms to me where it's coming in for. We're down to like 3 minutes, so based on all that, what more can I look at for you?
Did you see me getting the apartment that I've been looking into?
Okay, that comes through specifically as yes.
Okay, perfect.
If you want that apartment, it's yours.
Yes.
If that's the apartment that you were looking at, if that's actually the one that you want, you can have it.
Awesome.
Okay, Mike, right?
Yes.
Okay, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I am going to end the whole show at this point because I just hate being mid-sentence and being disconnected on you or me and anybody listening. So I hope you have a wonderful night out in Boston. Get some sleep.
Thanks.
Got a new job and apartment coming ahead for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a lovely evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night.